The Earl grimaced and shook his head. Of course, I realize Duke Thorast has been criticizing me for my penny packet deployments and the cost of repairing damaged ships. And of course, he's been hammering away at the way in which I'm throwing away the lives of our seamen as well. And the truth is that if we had the time to do this any other way, I'd actually agree with a great deal of what he's saying. But I don't think we do have the time. The Carizians know we're building a navy, and it's not going to be so very much longer before they start dispatching squadrons of their own to do something about that. I realize we're thousands of miles away from Karis here in Dolar, and they've got plenty of things to worry about much closer to home. But they've already demonstrated that they'd send every single galleon they had as far from home as Armageddon Reef when they couldn't even be certain exactly where our ships were. I see no reason to believe they wouldn't send a powerful detachment of their present, much larger galleon fleet to our own waters to harass us, when they do know exactly where to find us, and it's not as if Garath Bay moves around very much. When that happens, I'll need at least a few squadrons that are ready for the test of battle. It won't help us to have an enormous fleet that isn't ready. We already saw that at Rock Point and Darkos Sound. It will help us to have a battle-ready corps of ships, even if it's relatively small, with some chance of meeting the Carizians on an equal basis.
I understand, Admiral Thirsk, Mike said quietly. And I agree. I'll do all in my power to support you, both with Mother Church and with His Majesty. Of course, I may have to be a little indirect in some instances. As I've already pointed out, the Duke has powerful connections and allies of his own. The longer I can keep him from realizing I've decided to throw you my full support, the slower he'll be to start using those connections and allies effectively.
Thirsk nodded, and the bishop smiled thinly.
I can already think of a few ways to blunt some of his objections, at least in the short term, and probably without his realizing I'm doing it deliberately. And I think it's going to be important that you and I stay discreetly, Admiral, in communication outside official channels.
He shook his head.
It shouldn't be necessary for Mother Church's defenders to creep around, hiding what they're up to, simply in order to defend her effectively. Unfortunately, God gave man free will, and not all of us exercise it wisely. In fact, some of us are horses' asses.
Thirsk surprised himself with a laugh, and the bishop smiled at him.
Well, there's no point pretending an onion is a rose, now is there? Although, in the case of a certain nobleman we've been discussing this morning, I think it's rather more a case of a pile of dragon shit smelling like a rose. So, for what it's worth, and as long as I'm in a position to do it, I'll see what I can do about sweeping as much as possible of that shit out of your path. Beyond that,
the bishop looked directly into Thirsk's eyes, his expression suddenly sober.
It's going to be up to you and Admiral Holland.